All right. Good morning, everyone. We have Dana Sasha on the line from Wisconsin, and she's going to give us a little bit of information about herself and her background and her love for the outdoor world. So you want to introduce yourself, Dana?
Yeah. So I'm Dana Sasha. I live in a small town called Melrose, Wisconsin. I've lived here for the last 20 years. I actually was a city girl prior to that. I moved here when I got married, and you know, it was kind of a painful transition in the beginning, and now that I have lived here, it's just crazy how it's changed my world, and I would never move back to the city now. So I definitely call myself a city girl gone country.
Well, you're an avid hunter, right?
I am. I love to hunt. I just started hunting about 10, 11 years ago. And it's funny because, again, a city girl, I never grew up with hunting. And once I moved here, you know, and had two boys, it was just a unique situation. My ex-husband had been into hunting and, of course, got my kids involved in hunting. And I decided when my oldest was 12 that I would go take the hunter safety test with him and really just kind of see what, you know, what all that, at the time, I thought craziness was all about. And so I took the test, and I always giggle about it because I aced the test, and I always said, you know, it's the first test I ever aced, so I'm like, maybe that's a sign I better do something here. So I decided that I would start to get a little bit more familiar with shooting gun, and we had owned some land out where we lived, and so we'd always spent time out there, and my kids and my husband would always hunt, but I never did. And I decided it was something that I really wanted to get on the same page with my kids. You know, they would come back from squirrel hunting or just, you know, out coon hunting, and they would have just so much joy, and they'd be so excited, and they'd want to share it with me. And I just didn't really quite understand, like, what it was all about. And so I'm like, you know, I need to find a way to connect with my two boys. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get on board with this. And so my ex-husband at the time had built me a hunting shack up on stilts. And so the first time that I went out hunting, it literally was like a transformation coming, you know, coming to me right before my eyes. I remember walking up the ladder up to the stand and getting up into the stand and just for the first time seeing my land from a different perspective. And it really genuinely changed me, like in an instant. It was pretty amazing. Even though I'd been looking at my land for a few years, seeing it from a different perspective just really changed me as a person. It slowed everything down for me. At the time, I was, you know, really super busy with work. I was, you know, busy with two kids, trying to be, you know, an independent business owner and a mom and a wife and a sister and a daughter and all those things. And all of a sudden, when I sat down in that hunting shack and everything slowed down, the phone wasn't ringing. And I was really able to look at the property from just a completely different perspective. And what I seen was absolutely beautiful and breathtaking. And it was just amazing. I just, you know, I watched turkeys, you know, fly down from the tree. And I watched just, you know, the deer in the land just in front of me just playing. There was a lot of does with their fawns. And they were just running and playing and frolicking, and it was just, I can remember sitting there, like, almost being able to hear, like, what the deer were saying to each other. I could literally physically see them, like, running towards each other, these little doe and these little fawns, and they were, like, touching each other, and it was almost like you could hear them saying, "You're it," you know, and then they'd run away, and I just seen, like, just so many beautiful things, and I seen this beautiful buck, this majestic, beautiful buck just walk out onto the land, and he just stood there just so massive. He owned the land, he owned the property, and just like with every step you could feel his stature, and it was just really amazing to witness it. And I just watched this beautiful sunset, and it just honestly in that moment changed me as a person. And from that point on, I just became addicted to the outdoors. And from that point, you know, my passion for hunting, you know, continued to change as I upped my game and brought on more goals with different animals that I wanted to challenge myself to harvest. And so I just kind of started to make a goal list of the things that I really wanted to get after. And some of them were difficult hunts for me. And so I just consistently pushed myself and challenged myself to to go on different hunts and to try new things. And, you know, I'm an avid outdoorsman, but I'm also, you know, an avid connector. I love to meet people and make connections. And so it's been kind of a unique journey to get to go pursue these goals and to meet new people along the way and have some amazing experiences, you know, by myself, but also with my kids and friends. So hunting has definitely changed my life for the better.
Well, do you find that a lot of women are intimidated by this? I mean, by trying to get out to hunt and fish, and you do help a lot of them. You do have a support system for the women out there, right?
I definitely feel that some women are intimidated by it because some people don't have a person in their life that can support them. And if they don't, you know, you don't really know where to start. And when I first started, I did have somebody in, you know, in my corner that wanted to try to support me at that point. But most people that are intrigued by it, you know, they may not have anybody to support them. And so, you know, I definitely am passionate about, you know, helping, you know, other women and, you know, of course, kids, just trying to find a mentor or teaming up with people in their, you know, in their area. And, you know, not having the knowledge of doing these things can really turn a person off to not wanting to do it or not wanting to try it. And I actually ran into that situation in my own personal life when I went through a divorce. So when I went through a divorce, I knew that my passion for hunting in the outdoors wasn't ending just because my marriage was. And at that time, I had owned quite a bit of land that I knew that I was going to be, you know, receiving some of it in the divorce. But the problem was, is that I didn't know how to take care of it. So our role in my family was, I took care of us financially and my ex-husband took care of us, on the other side of the spectrum where he took care of the house and the land and, you know, our property. And so he would manage it. He would watch the trail cams, plant the food plots and do all those things. And when it came for the time of the divorce and me receiving some of the land, I knew that I really needed a mentor myself to help me learn how to better take care of my land, because I knew that I wanted to still hunt. And my kids, of course, they knew some stuff more than I did, so they were a great value of resources as well. But from that need, I created a Facebook group called Hunting for Connections. And the reason for the group was I really wanted it to be a resource where I could surround myself with like-minded people and really just get to know other individuals that knew more about hunting than I did, and really create a community of individuals that, you know, loved the outdoors, but would be willing to, you know, answer questions for me and help me through some of the things that I was going through when it came to learning my property. But additionally, I wanted it to be a resource for people that could get together and hopefully help one another. So I'm a firm believer in, you know, when like-minded people come together, so many great things can come from that, just unique doors open. And I wanted there to be connections made in that group where maybe people could swap hunts, or they could, you know, find out if they're in a different location for a weekend from work or something, and they wanted to know where the best fishing spots were, you know, things like that. I just wanted it to be a community where people could help one another. And so I started that group, you know, 3 years ago. And you know, the beauty of it is 3 years later, you know, we have 30,000 active members in the group. And so it's really grown into more than just a community. It's really turned into a family. And so it's a really great group for people who love to hunt or fish, or for people that aren't necessarily experts in hunting or fishing, but they want more knowledge. You know, there's just a wealth of knowledge within that community, and everybody's super willing to help, and everybody kind of supports each other. And it's just a great place for you to share your adventures and, you know, to share that journey and that experience that you had. It's really fun to share it with people and to get their feedback on what you're doing and what you're up to. It's just a very fun little group.
Well, what are your goals for this year? I mean, what's on your bucket list for 2020?
Yeah, so one of my goals for hunting, I don't know if it'll happen in 2020, is I definitely want to hunt a mountain lion for sure. That is definitely something that I want to do. I feel like it's going to be a bit of a challenge and, you know, potentially, you know, a physical hunt. And so that's something that I definitely want to do. I have hunted a elk out of a on a 2,000 acre ranch that was a fenced in hunt. So even though it was a great experience, I still want to be able to actually go out and hunt an elk and have a successful opportunity at that. I have been elk hunting out in Idaho, but I haven't successfully harvested an elk, you know, out on private or public land. And so that's something that I definitely want to accomplish as well. But I'm also interested in going to New Zealand. I definitely want to harvest a red stag at some point. So those things definitely keep me grounded and staying focused on my goals. So, you know, being in a community surrounded by 30,000 people, it's pretty amazing the unique opportunities that, you know, you can come up with or, you know, actually create. So, for instance, I own land in Wisconsin, but I love to hunt out west and things like that. So I've been able to, you know, swap hunts with people where they've come to my property and hunted, and I've gone, you know, with other people and hunted on their property. So it's actually just a really unique little, you know, community that's created some awesome connections.
Well,
not just me, but for a lot of people.
Well, let me ask you something. So what is one of your fondest memories of since you started hunting?
Sure. Well, I've got two of them. Well, I've got a lot of them, but the two that really come to mind, one was when I hunted with both of my sons. We were hunting on my property. It was a whitetail hunt. We had all went out in the morning, and then we came back at break time, and we had walked up to our meeting spot where we were meeting in our truck, and I walked up to the back of the truck, and there was just this big, massive buck in the back of the truck, and we were hunting with a couple other people, and so when I seen it, I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, who got this big buck? And so all of a sudden, the truck door opened, and out came my oldest son with this just super proud look on his face. And it was just like such a rewarding moment for me to see that, but also just to be able to just witness, you know, this a massive harvest being taken place by my oldest son. And it just really took me off guard, and emotionally, I just lost my mind emotionally. And it was just such a great experience to be able to be there and to see that. And so that was really exciting. And then my second probably favorite moment is just recently my youngest son and I went to back to Idaho elk hunting and mule deer hunting, and it was just an incredible adventure, an incredible hunt. It was the first time we had hunted out on public land in Idaho, and we went with some great people, and just the experience to be there with my son and to witness just such beauty and to be around great people. We didn't end up getting anything, but the experience and the journey was so extraordinary to get to really have that experience with my youngest son. It was really special to me. But most, I would say personally, my favorite hunt that I've ever had for me personally is I went to Idaho bear hunting, and I did a spot and stalk hunt. And I'll tell you what, it was one of the most challenging hunts I've ever been on. It challenged me on every level. I mean, we hunted through rainstorms, snowstorms, freezing cold weather, 13-hour days hiking the mountain, up and down the mountain, just one tough situation after another. And we just kept pushing through. And we finally got on the bear just literally like the day before I had to go home, and I was so discouraged. And the guide was so impressed with just the determination that he offered to give me two more days. And so I had to reroute my flight and, you know, had to make a lot of changes. But we went back out and, you know, we climbed that mountain two more days, and it paid off at the last day, the last night, the last minute. It all came together, and a beautiful big cinnamon bear showed up, and I was able to harvest, you know, just this beautiful boar, and it was a cinnamon phase colored black bear. And so it was a super rewarding moment, and I got, you know, caught the hunt on film with my Tacticam. And so I have just a beautiful memory of, you know, overcoming difficult hardships, but also I have a video to remind myself of just the beautiful experience itself. And so that's something, that's one of my most favorite memorable hunts that I've ever been on, just because it was a very big challenge that really all came together beautifully.
Well, tell me, who are some of your favorite sponsors? I see you have a lot of sponsors for your hunting. Do you also bow? Yeah. Do you also bow hunt as well?
I do bow hunt. Yes, I definitely bow hunt as well. That is something that I genuinely love. So some of our sponsors are Tacticam. So Tacticam is a camera that connects to your bow or your crossbow or your rifle. Actually, you could really put it anywhere. But ultimately, what it does is it films your hunt, and it's just an incredible. It's just an incredible camera. Number one, the footage is fantastic, but most importantly, just having that experience on the camera to be able to share your hunt with your friends and family or whatever you're doing is really just pretty memorable. And not to mention, I mean, when you have an experience that all comes together and you're able to harvest an animal, you know, it's so amazing to be able to keep that footage and, you know, go back to it whenever you want to. You know, that's something that's really special. And believe it or not, the person that created that camera, his land is right next to ours. So I know, you know, one of the owners very well. In fact, I know all of the owners quite well. I'm good friends with them, and they're just great people. And they're just on a really great mission to do some great things and to, you know, help other people, you know, just have a great memory. And so that's really cool. But we've also partnered with some other great companies as well. Hiding Hilda, they are a concealed carry purse company, and they've got a really impressive really product. It's a purse for women that obviously you know, carry their gun with them, and I definitely would encourage any women who, you know, use a gun and obviously carry to check out their purses, because there's so many different unique ones, and they're just a really special brand. And the woman who owned it, her name is Dawn, and she has a very special story on what inspired her to, you know, start this business. And so it's just a really unique company. And, you know, I do try to partner with people that I have, you know, a great relationship with. And most of them all have a really unique story on, you know, a mission that they're working on or something that is really special to them. But I mean, we just, you know, we've been really blessed to be able to, you know, connect with some great people through just, you know, sharing our passion. So we're pretty blessed about that.
Well, I think that's very interesting. You also have your own company that you run.
Yes, I sure do. So we just launched a new online dating site for outdoor enthusiasts. So people that love to hunt, fish, hike, bike, you know, kayak, camp, outdoor sports, you know, anybody that lives an outdoor lifestyle, this is a dating site for them. And it's not only just a dating site, but it's also a friending site. So the name of the business is Hunting for Connections. And basically, what it is we give the users four ways to connect with other like-minded people. So they can connect through looking for a date, a friend, a relationship, or an activity partner. So basically, if somebody is already in a committed relationship, but say they love to shoot archery and they want to go on a fishing tournament, and their person, you know, isn't necessarily into that, but they don't want to go alone, they can go on there and just look for a friend. Or if they're maybe out of town working for 2 other weeks, you know, out of town somewhere, and they want to find out where all the, you know, the good fishing spots are, they can go on there and they can look for a friend, you know, just to communicate with, to, you know, to talk fishing or to, you know, talk whatever they're into. And so, you know, when we created the business, we really just wanted to promote getting people in the outdoors and bringing like-minded people together. And so this site has really been a blessing, because it allows us to, you know, again, connect those people together, whether it's them looking for, you know, a date or looking for love, or, you know, just looking for a fishing buddy or, you know, something like that. And so it's just been something that we're really passionate about. And for us, it's an opportunity, you know, like we say, where it's where passion meets possibility. And so for us, it's just something that, you know, has allowed us to promote healthy relationships built strong in the outdoors, whether that's on a friendship level or on, you know, finding love level. And, you know, we've been able to create both, you know, for different people, and it's exciting. And, you know, although we've just launched 7 months ago, we're, you know, working hard at, you know, spreading the word so more people know about the site. But again, it's Hunting the Number 4 Connection, and, you know, it's just a great place to meet new people.
Well, you're a mom, and you have 2 or 3 companies, actually. You have another one that you run. a website. It's a ARS. So you're
yes.
I mean, you're very
yes,
busy. So how do you find time to even enjoy the outdoors with your busy life?
Well, I definitely am a multitasker, but I feel like every entrepreneur finds time to do the things that they love, and the outdoors is something that I genuinely love, and so it's about making time for sure, which isn't always easy, but it is something that is necessary. And you know, I work my day job, which is ARS, like you mentioned, which is Alternative Recruiting Services. We recruit for financial advisors all across the U.S. And so that's my day job. And then my nights and weekend job is, you know, hunting for connections. And so, you know, I always feel like I've always said, you know, you can't fake passion. And when you have a passion, it's something that you love. And so when there's something that you really love, you know, when you're doing something that you love, it doesn't really feel like work. And so I guess I consider myself super lucky and super blessed, even though I do have a full plate, because I love what I do.
Yeah, I understand about the full plate. But another thing,
yeah.
I wanted to ask you, do you have any seminars coming up? Because I know you're a public speaker, and you promote a lot of products, but do you have any of the seminars that you'll actually be teaching?
I don't currently at this time, but, you know, a lot of the different outdoor places that I go to, like NWTF and SHOT Shows and stuff like that, they always have those types of seminars and stuff like that. So I can always give you additional information on any of those, so that if you or any of your followers have any interest in learning more about the outdoors or a specific outdoor activity, you know, I can certainly help provide some resources on where people can go to those different seminars and things like that. At this time, I'm not adding any more of that onto the plate, just because right now my core focus is just promoting at this point, you know, hunting for connections and trying to bring, you know, more people to that site, because, you know, our mission is to change people's lives for the better. So our goal right now is to drive as many people to that so we can help create those connected relationships.
Okay, well, we're going to put up your links back to all your pages once the podcast is concluded. But like I said, I've been following you for a few years. We've kind of corresponded back and forth, and we both have some of the same goals in mind. We're very passionate about the outdoors, me more fishing than hunting. But also, too, I've built a platform to bring some of the lady anglers on board. So they'll have a voice, just like what you're doing right now. They'll be able to speak, talk about their passion and what their goals are, and what they're setting up for the 2020 season. So is there anything else you'd like to add that you have coming up that maybe we didn't cover?
No, I don't at this time, but I just, like I said, I'm excited, you know, to continue to spread the word about, you know, really just finding your passion in the outdoors, because, you know, like we talked about before, you know, finding my passion for hunting changed my life for the better, and the minute that I found it, it changed me forever. And so one of the things that, you know, my partners and I are excited about, which are both of my kids, they, you know, the three of us are passionate about just helping others find their passion and, you know, and pursuing that. Because once you know what it is, you know, you'll do anything you possibly can to spend more time doing that. And I'll tell you what, when I found my passion, it changed my life. And so I just want to help others do the same.
Well, women are becoming more and more visible in the outdoor world, on the water, in the woods. You know, we're being, we're very vocal now, and we're more visible. And what I'm trying to do is support these ladies that want to come on board, that want to share, you know, in what we're doing in the outdoor world. So setting up these platforms, encouraging them and giving them the support and the direction that they need, I think is something that's going to be very prevalent in the upcoming years.
I agree with you 100%, 100%.
Well, I just want to thank you so much, Dana, for coming on board and speaking with us today. And, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I really admire what you're doing. And like I said, we'll put up the links after.